It's Monday, October 12th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. When Early Rain Covenant Church in Chengdu, China was about to begin its online worship, a member of the church, Jiao Zuwei, had his electricity shut down around the same time, reports International Christian Concern. When he went out the door to check what happened, he was met by four men and forcibly taken to the police station. He was interrogated about Early Rain Covenant Church's recent retreat and the worship that was about to take place. He did not return home until 8 p.m. One church member suspected that the Chinese communists took these measures to prevent the church from having online worship. Another possible reason for the crackdown is that the Global Convention on Christian Faith and World Evangelization had more than 7,000 Chinese Christians registered. Held between October 1st and 6th, many Chinese pastors criticized the clampdown on Christians by the Chinese Communist Party. Jesus said, "If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first." John 15, verse 18. Last Thursday, Joe Biden refused again to answer whether he planned to add additional Supreme Court justices or pack the court if he is elected president, reports LifeSiteNews.com.
They'll know my opinion of court packing when the election is over. Now, look, I know it's a great question, y'all, and I don't blame you for asking. But you know, the moment I answer that question, the headline in every one of your papers will be about that.
The term court packing traces back to Franklin Delano Roosevelt's administration. The Judicial Procedures Reform Bill of 1937 attempted to add more justices to the Supreme Court to get New Deal legislation put into place after the court originally rejected it. It was the Judiciary Act of 1869 that established the composition of the Supreme Court to include one Chief Justice and eight Associate Justices. Today, Democrats are especially eager to add additional seats on the Supreme Court to dilute the growing conservative majority, especially if the Senate's Republican majority confirms Amy Coney Barrett before the election November 3rd. Then in Nevada last Friday, KTNV news anchor Ross DeMatte followed up on Biden's refusal to admit whether he would add additional justices to the Supreme Court.
Got to ask you about packing the courts. And I know that you said yesterday you aren't going to answer the question until after the election. But this is the number one thing that I've been asked about from viewers in the past couple of days.
Well, you've been asked by the viewers who are probably Republicans who don't want me continuing to talk about what they're doing to the court right now.
Well, sir, don't the voters deserve to know?
No, they don't. I'm not going to play his game. He'd love me to talk about, and I've already said something on court packing. He'd love that to be the discussion instead of what he's doing now.
In response, Governor Mike Huckabee said this on Fox and Friends.
This is pretty bizarre. This is like going to the car dealership to buy a new car, and the car salesman says, look, I'm going to tell you what this car is going to cost after you sign the papers and take out the loan without an amount on it. I'll fill that in later. Let me ask you, is there anybody watching today who would do that? No, because nobody's that stupid. So is anybody stupid enough to vote for a guy who tells you, I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do till after you vote for me, get me in office, and then good luck with the results.
On Saturday, Biden claimed that, quote, it's not constitutional what they're doing, end quote, referring to the Senate Republicans' interest in confirming President Trump's nominee of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Then on Sunday, CNN host Jake Tapper confronted Kate Bedingfield, Biden's deputy campaign manager, who defended Joe Biden, reports The Blaze.
He said it's not constitutional what they're doing. How is it not constitutional what they're doing?
His point is that the people have an opportunity to weigh in on this constitutional process through their vote. We are now in the midst of the election. Millions of people have already cast their votes. And you see that the vast majority of people say that they want the person who wins the election on November 3rd to nominate the justice.
That's
to
a
take
poll.
This
That's
seat.
Not the Constitution.
So there's the constitutional process of advising consent. The American people get to have their say by voting for president, by voting for senators. We are now 23 days from the election.
Right, but it's not
Again,
unconstitutional.
Millions of votes. Voters are being denied their constitutional right to have a say in this process.
They
when
elected
the Republicans
the
are trying to ram through a nominee who, by the way, is going to change the makeup of the court. And we see time and time again, poll after poll shows that most Americans vehemently disagree with this. They
again,
believe
again, Kate, that's
that
a
the
poll.
Vote should happen on November 3rd.
That's not what the word constitutional
that is the
means.
Constitutional
doesn't mean I like it or I don't like it. It means it's according to the U.S. Constitution. There's nothing unconstitutional about what the U.S. Senate is doing.
Kudos to Jake Tapper. And finally, Judge Trevor McFadden, a Trump appointee, allowed Capitol Hill Baptist Church in Washington, D.C. to resume in-person outdoor services, reports the Christian Post. In fact, Judge McFadden even quoted Hebrews 10, verse 25, as he ruled against Washington, D.C.'s Democratic Mayor Muriel Bowser's restriction on outdoor church services of more than 100 people. He wrote, quote, "It is for the church, not the district or this court, to define for itself the meaning of not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together," end quote, according to the Washington Times. The verse says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as you see the day approaching." And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, October 12th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.